Employers are encouraging workers to get second opinions before going ahead with expensive medical services, and they're dangling carrots for doing so, such as lower deductibles on health insurance. So-called second opinion companies typically recommend alternate treatments that don't include surgery or other expensive procedures. The companies say their opinions often save patients and their employers thousands of dollars in health spending. And to talk more about this, joining us live, Jen Viechner of MarketWatch. Jen, thanks for being here on WTOP.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tell us about these second opinion companies. Why are they becoming so popular?
Well, they've been around for a few years, since the late 1980s, but in recent years they've become really popular with employers because there's evidence that they do save a lot of money by connecting patients or employees with other doctors around the country. They can talk about different treatments, and oftentimes the treatment that they'll recommend or that the patient will ultimately choose will be more conservative or less expensive. For example, if they were going to go in for back surgery, they might decide to just be more conservative about it, go to physical therapy instead. So there's evidence that, you know, sometimes people might choose not to have the surgery either because the second opinion felt that it was unnecessary or because it just, you know, they felt like they didn't need it at all.
We certainly hear medical professionals all the time talk about the benefits of a second opinion, but in this case, does less treatment from these second opinion companies mean better health care?
Right. Well, they say it does because basically what they say is that it's saving people from things that they don't need. You know, some doctors might be more aggressive in recommending surgery, whereas you might be able to forestall that a few years. But there are some people who say, well, you know, if you're running a company based on the value it provides to employers and you're going to choose the doctors, are you going to choose ones who are going to recommend a more conservative treatment or less? And, you know, if they're hoping that the service does result in more conservative treatments, then, you know, that would be the kind of doctors they might choose.
But this doctor from the second opinion company is not somebody who knows the patient. They don't even see each other in person. So why would an employee trust a second opinion doctor they've never even met?
Right. That's interesting. One of the things that they say is that the second opinions are based on what's called evidence-based medicine, which is a big thing right now because basically the idea is we've had medicine for so many years. They have a lot of research and evidence and statistics about what works. They don't actually need to see a patient if they just have all, you know, the info about them on paper. And so they can sort of plug it into whatever the evidence-based model is and sort of say, does that warrant treatment or not, warrant surgery or not?
Now, I'm wondering if employees feel that there's a heavy hand in some way that's forcing their decision to go for a second opinion through one of these companies, because some employers, if you don't get the second opinion, it means higher health premiums or lower insurance reimbursement.
Exactly. And some of them said they are trying to be careful about that, and they do want and they do feel that when employers use the incentives, because ultimately it's up to the employer to do that, that it works better if it's a carrot, not a stick. So, you know, saying we'll reward you for doing it, not punish you for not doing it. But it is something that they say is hard to convince employees of, you know, while they feel it's in their best interest just to know their options. It often might just be the employee will say, well, you're just doing this to save money. You know, employees tend to be very skeptical of getting any sort of health advice from their employer or their health plan. So that is an issue that they're dealing with.
Jen, thanks so much. Interesting. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jen Viechner is with MarketWatch.